So when practicing, we came in here, went through it, and made sure the kids were good. They were speedy, but they did an awesome, awesome job. They got so many talents, and God's working through them so greatly. It's an honor to be their minister. So this morning, we're kind of tying in to Steve's message a little bit, but tying it to love one another church, we're in it together. Now, I don't know how many of you guys have ever crossed a river before. This is the Brazos River, probably at one of the smaller points. This past summer, the youth, we took a float trip down at the Whitney Dam, and we floated down about, I believe, 8 miles, close to it, right? And it was a long trip, but it seemed to go by so fast. And I was kind of nervous, to be honest, because I don't like snakes. I don't like snakes at all. And I am fearful of snakes, and I read that, like, each time that there's going to be snakes, and there never is, but don't like snakes. And so I always have a bit of caution when I get in the river, and I'm kind of nervous. And so, but, you know, this time I had Bo, he was smacking the paddle all around, and so I was, you know, like, all right, so we're good. So, but a good time. We had a great time of going down the Brazos River, the float trip. If you ever get a chance to float down that, please do. At the Whitney Dam, you can float down, I believe it's 8 miles. It's a great time to spend some time together, but a time to be in the water together. Another picture, Mississippi, great fall colors. And I read that, I actually didn't know this, I probably should have, but that it starts in Minnesota, and there's a spot in Minnesota. Steve, correct me, where is it? Is it near?
Itasca County,
and it's, I believe, is it like 11 miles, or it's really wide, the point, does it start, or is it like a small little river?
Little bitty,
okay, I remember you said that, and it's really small, but I think it's really big, and you can see from this is huge. Now, I don't know how deep, but it's pretty stinking deep. It's pretty awesome. So today we're going to be in.
Some are calling a water rescue over the weekend a true act of heroism. It happened in Panama City Beach. As News Channel 7's Byron Khalil tells us, it took strangers coming together to save a family from tragedy.
A day on the beach almost turned tragic for Roberta Ursary and her family Saturday.
And I seen my husband, my mama, my oldest daughter, and my youngest daughter, and my nephew, but I didn't see my boys.
When she finally saw her 8 and 11-year-old boys, they were far out in the water. She later realized they were caught in a rip current.
They were screaming and crying that they were stuck. They couldn't go nowhere.
Panicked, Ursary and most of her family ran into the water to rescue her children, but the current proved to be too much.
And so we all ended up being stuck in it.
While in the water, struggling to stay afloat, Ursary says that's when something amazing happened. A selfless act performed by strangers that she says helped save her life.
People on the beach formed a human chain to reach Ursary and the others caught in the rip current. Ursary's son, Stephen, recalls the scary ordeal.
We got caught in the current and, well, our mom had to go in after me and my brother, and the people made a human chain and pulled us out.
A chain of events that ultimately left Ursary feeling thankful.
Because as a mama, I'm supposed to be able to protect them and do everything, and I couldn't do it that day. I had to have help, which I was eternally grateful for, that was there to be able to help me.
Since they helped me when I grew up, and they start, and if they can't swim, I'm going to have to.
Steven says he just wants the chance to pay it forward one day. In Panama City Beach, Byron Khalil, News Channel 7.
Great story.
All right, I'm going to touch on that here in a minute. But if you would, our main text this morning is going to be Joshua 3. Joshua 3, we're going to read 5, 6, and 7. We're going to read it. We're going to start in verse 5. It says, Joshua 3, verse 5. So Joshua told the people, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. Joshua said to the priest, take up the Ark of the Covenant and pass on ahead of the people. So they took it up and went on ahead of them. Verse 7, and the Lord said to Joshua, today I will begin to exalt you in the eyes of all of Israel, so they may know that I am with you as I was with Moses. Tell the priests who carry the Ark of the Covenant, when you reach the edge of the Jordan's waters, go and stand in the river. Verse 9, Joshua said to the Israelites, come here and listen to the words of the Lord your God. I want to go on. I'm actually going to skip ahead to verse 10. We're going to read verse 10. This is how you will know that the living God is among you, and that he will certainly drive out before you the Canaanites, Hittites, Hivites, Perizzites, Girgashites, Amorites, and Jebusites. See, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth will go into the Jordan ahead of you. Now then, choose 12 men from the tribes of Israel, one from each tribe. Verse 13. And as soon as the priests who carry the Ark of the Lord of all the earth, set foot in the Jordan, the waters flowing downstream will be cut off and stand up in a heap. Going on. Verse 14. I know this is a lot. We're going to get to this, I promise. Verse 14. So when the people broke camp to the cross the Jordan, the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant went ahead of them. Now the Jordan is at flood stage all during the harvest. Yet as soon as the priests who carried the Ark reached the Jordan and their feet touched the water's edge, the water from upstream stopped flowing. It piled up in a heap a great distance away in a town called Adam in the vicinity of Sarethan. While the water flowing down to the sea of Araba, that is, Dead Sea, was completely cut off, so the people crossed over opposite Jericho. Please, I messed up that. I know those words I messed up. But let me back up. When was the last time you crossed the river? Think about that for a second. When was the last time that you crossed a river? Now, I'm not saying like, well, you know, Bryce, I went to Target across Boschke. It's like, that one over there. No, no. When was the last time you crossed a river? Think about that. Okay. I want to touch on some traits of what I call, of a river skipper. A river skipper. Well, Bryson, what's a river skipper? We get that. Okay. Well, someone who doesn't like to go through the river, like to just hop over, but like, I'm done. I'm not touching the water. Like, I'm just going to hop right over. I'm just going to, like, float or something. The prideful. They the river's not nothing. We can do this ourselves. I don't need any help. I'm just going to do this myself. I'm going to hop over. I'm just going to take one giant leap, you know, from the Brazos. We're just going to hop from one shoreline to shoreline. We got this. It's done. Kaylin, I'm sorry. I had to put this. Being courageous. Kaylin, being a cheerleader, she's awesome. And this cheer she's seeing says, it's like go, go, get him, get him. Go, go, get him, get him. I love that. Green, what? Green, what? I love that. That's awesome. Sorry, I had to call that. That's awesome. But that's what I think of, like, when courageous, when you hear people around saying, go, do it. Bryson, like, peer pressure, do it. Get over the river, do it. You can do this. Like, go. And they're like, okay, well, I'm just going to jump. And we don't, the other result is probably not what we want. Because we're like, people are pressuring us. I'm not making fun of you. I promise. I love this. Whether we're like fearless, we have the attitude, I can do it all. Kind of goes hand in hand with our pride, right? We think of ourselves Evel Knievel. Like, man, I'm going to jump this. Watch out. Like, my son would be Evel Knievel. He would like jump, like, Dad, watch. I'm going to hop from the shoreline. Watch out. And then, you know, he hops and he just, he should get stuck or something. But it doesn't always work out how he wants to. Because maybe his pride or people around him kind of get in the way. What about us, though? What about us as people? To me, being a river skipper isn't being in it together. It's being opposite with those people at that beach did. I mean, they weren't it for that. Those people that kid was stuck, the family. They weren't in it for themselves. They could have easily, something easily could have happened to them, and that would have been that. They chose not to skip the river. Don't be a river skipper. Get in the water. These people, when they cross the Jordan, flood stage. Now to think, what if they had just waited 2 months? 2 months. If just waited 2 months, the river would have been back down. Flood stage. We think of flood stage. We just had the hurricane. The waters were up. Flood stage. Even when we had the big rain here like a couple years ago, the waters rose. flood stage. I want you to think about that for a second. This isn't no just, I can just cross easily. No, this is not something you mess around with. You hear people all the time when it's raining, it's flooding. It's rivers at flood stage. Stay back. But they had something different was happening this time. Move back up. Something was happening at this time in Scripture. Because God was with them. God went before them. It wasn't just, okay, go. God didn't just say, hey, go over there, river, across the river, and send me a postcard when you're done. He didn't tell them that. He didn't just send them off and say, see you later. Good luck. Cross this river that was at flood stage. No. He told them to get their feet wet. He told them to trust me. I got this. He told them that he was going to go before them. The ark. I'm going to skip ahead real quick. But God has some strong encouragement for you today. To be strong and courageous. Because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore their ancestors to give them. Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it, the right or left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep the book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written on it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. I love that song. Be strong and courageous and do not be afraid. The Lord goes with you each and every day. And it goes on. Yeah. Love that song. The song is awesome, but it's so true. It's so true in our lives today. And I cannot speak it enough, that God wants you to be strong and courageous. It's not just a saying, not just some old book written long ago to these people back then. No, it's written to you today. Because some of you have a river. Some of you guys have a river right now that you need to cross. Like Steve mentioned on, you've got a trial. There's something going on in your life that's a trial right now that you need to cross. But maybe you're letting yourself get in the way where you think you can do it. I don't need this. God, I don't need the ark. I'm going to do this myself. I'm going to jump the river, and that's that. And you have that can-do attitude. So I want you to think about what your river is for a second. What's the river that you need to cross this week where you need to get your feet wet? You need to get your feet wet. Because me, a lot of sometimes we just stand on the shore and just we walk and we're like, I don't know. Maybe wait till it goes down, it gets below, you know, flood stage, and we see the water rising. We see the water getting up. Our stuff in front of us, whatever kind of trial it is, we see it getting bigger and bigger, starting to come out, and we're like, oh, okay, God, how about this? We start to doubt. Is God really in control? What is your river? Because God has given you so much encouragement. He wants you to do it. It's like when I tell my son, Bo, not to stand on the banks of the pool. He can do it. He can jump to me. I'm going to catch him. I'm not going to let him drown. God is wanting you to jump to him, to trust him that he's going to catch you when you jump into the river, when you tackle it head on, when you get your feet wet, it's going to be okay. There's more to that river list than goes on. You can think about what your own river is. But I want to read this. Isaiah 43, 1 through 3. We're going to hear it again in a second. Zachary's going to read it for us. And it's such a powerful verse. I want you to hear it. Isaiah 43, 1 through 3. But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. So powerful is this verse that when we step into the river and God goes before us, we're not going to be swept away. The God of angel armies And that song, which I love so dear, fights for you. He goes before you and clears the way. You're not doing this alone. You're not doing this alone. Because the title today is The Love One Another Church. We're in this together. We're doing this together. When we go, or I go through a trial, we do this together. It's not solo. Because we are a body of believers that works and communicates and works with each other in such a way that it blows my mind how God is so at work. When we go through stuff, we don't allow others just to do it solo. And we won't. Because we believe that God is bigger. Bigger than any trial that we have. Because the biggest thing that Satan will use is fear. I've seen it a lot in my life, my own personal life. He'll use that to keep you on the shoreline. To keep you on the shore, when the waters rise, he won't let you get your feet wet. He doesn't want you to get any further. He wants you to keep you where you're at and say, all right, I'm going to go back to base camp. I'm going to hang out. I'll wait 2 months. And that's what we'd like to do because we like to be comfortable. We don't want to get wet. So when are you going to trust God more? When are you going to trust God more? When are you going to conquer the fear? Fear is the biggest thing that's going to hold you back. Satan's going to make that river look bigger than it is. And it might just be something you can just cross yourself with the hand of God right beside you. Or it's something that you're really going to need God to really go before me, God, and take this on. I need you. Because this river is too big for me. When are you going to conquer the fear? When are you going to take it head on? And when are you going to quit walking the shoreline? When are you going to quit walking the shoreline? So easy to do. Society, we like to walk the shoreline because it's comfortable. It's soft. The sand is nice and cool. Well, it depends on what beach you're at, but you get my point. But the shoreline is where we like to stay, where we like to hang out. We don't like to go any further past the line where the water, you know, comes out. It comes out and there's a wave. We step even further back. We're like, no, we're not doing that. You know, we like to step back. We like to stay where we're comfortable. We like to stay on the shoreline because that's where Satan wants to keep you today. He doesn't want you to get out in the water. He doesn't want you to jump out. Even though God's gone before you and goes before you each and every day, he wants to keep you on the shoreline. So what are you going to do today? When are you going to get off the shore? When are you going to get your feet wet? Think about that. This being in it together, this being a loving one another church, is about allowing our brothers and sisters to not cross the river alone. We don't allow it to do, like I said, solo. We take like that video. Such a powerful illustration. We link arms, and when someone's struggling with whatever it is, we link arms and say, you're not going down alone. We're doing this together. We're in this together. And we fight for each other. No matter how deep the river gets, we make sure that one is saved, that one is off out of the deep end, that one is rescued. We don't do it alone. Being a love one another church means, like I said, we're in it together no matter what, like I said, it is. I don't know what it is to you, but we're not going to let you tackle it by yourself. This body is so great that it can do great things when we work together. So today I want you to think about, when are you going to conquer the river? Are you going to conquer the river today? We're going to have elders at both sides. They're going to be willing to pray for you. We have a prayer room down the hall that we'd love to pray over you. Have you spent some time in prayer with your Heavenly Father? To think about how you're going to conquer the river today, how you're not going to stay on that shoreline and stay put where Satan wants to keep you. Don't allow him to keep you there. My prayer is that you would take that step into the river, be immersed in the water, and trust that God is going to put you on dry land, that you're not going to be swept away, So that as we close in today, I want you to think about, how are you going to do this? What is it that you need help with? And how can we better assist you as a church to help you get to where you need to be? We're going to have a closing song at this time as we wrap up our service today.